This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We've been telling you throughout the show, you need to tune in at 8 o'clock for Drab T-Shirt's big hair restoration reveal. He's been away from the show for a few days.
By the way, Valdez, good music choice coming in.
Very good. I'm guessing from the musical Hair, I'm assuming. I mean, I've never seen it, but it sounds like...
I've never been more excited to come back from break.
Yeah. Is that the one where they get naked?
I think they are naked in that. Yeah, it's correct.
All right, so do you want to give to people that are just tuning in that may not be aware what's going on
here?
All right, so set it all up. If you guys have been listening for years, you always hear the guys, Joan on my hairline, how bald I went.
This guy. I'm a brother in arms.
Did we really break your balls?
I never break your balls, by the way.
I don't know that I did. But just in general. I mean, it's part of the joning. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's Valdez, King Joner on my hair.
All right.
Maybe that's why he's so excited for this. It's just been part of you know, my look, I guess. So I'm 42 years old. I started balding when I was 23, and it's just gotten further and further back. And over the last few years, we've talked many times. Oh, Drab, I've thrown that out there that I've been interested in hair restoration, a transplant. And it finally happened. I was always going to plan to do it myself, save the money for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Sam White, I got to give him props. My guy Sam came through.
He's also team bald. That's Sam.
Sam
very bald. Very bald.
Yeah. I told Dr. Burka called in, I don't know, 6 months ago. He listens to the show all the time.
Yeah.
Said he was interested in doing this. Sam got the deal done. And I had my procedure on Thursday.
And it's a big deal. Explain what they did.
Okay. So first off, you have to trust the process.
Yes.
Okay.
It is a process.
It's a process.
It's
for me, I'm a two procedure guy. Mm-hmm. I had advanced hair loss.
Yeah.
So
most
people, not nearly as bald as me. There's people who may be in their 20s. They're just starting to go, starting to recede a little bit.
Sure, he's not thinning a little bit over
You were
there?
Down to the horseshoe.
I was getting very close to the horseshoe.
This is thick, luscious hair.
Yeah.
It's not thinning at all?
It's so thick.
Okay, all right.
Not falling out, not thinning.
He could be a candidate. I've seen a lot of photographs.
I feel like he's thinning a little bit up top.
No chance. I have great hair.
Okay.
It's just great.
Someone's
good
in a bit of denial.
Right.
All right. So it is a trusted process. For me, I had 3,000 grafts taken from the back of my head, from the donor area, and put in on my front my hairline, basically, on the front. I'm a two procedure guy. The second time
Does
I
that
go
mean
back,
you have like a hole in the back where there's no hair.
Well, I'll show you the back.
Yeah, I'll show you my mid scalp and my crown. We didn't put any new hair back there.
Okay.
All right. So we are attacking that with non-surgical things because that's easier to grow with PRP or medicine.
That actually works. PRP will help people grow hair.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff we're doing. Laser
hair
helmet.
Fertilizer.
You're basically a hair expert now.
I'm getting there.
I put you in that category.
I'm getting there. So the front of my hairline is it's new.
Before the reveal, EB wasn't here on Thursday when you talked about it, but just to remind the listeners and some who maybe didn't hear it, You were at his office on Thursday from like 6:30 in the morning until 6 p.m.?
I was there from 5:45 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Wow. So 12 hours.
Now, here's the thing. He's pulling 3,000 hairs from the back of my head in the morning. Mm. Take a break for lunch.
What are you doing that whole time? You just sitting there pondering.
You know what
life?
I did? I fainted.
You did?
I fainted on the table.
Why?
I'm a big
nervous.
Idiot.
Probably no, very nervous.
No. You saw a big needle?
Halfway through, that was the worst part. The worst part of the day is the shots. I had 20 shots into the back of my head.
And they all hurt?
Was that to numb it?
That's the local anesthesia.
Yeah, that's local.
We talked about that on Wednesday before I left.
By far the worst part.
I was like, how are they going to numb your head? That requires a needle.
Yeah. So that's why I fainted right before lunch. They kind of sat me up. I'd been laying on my face for a couple hours. A lot of blood loss.
Dehydrated.
Ate a tiny protein bar at 4 o'clock in the morning. Stood up.
Boom.
Boom. Down. The room starts spinning. He's drawing my hair. He's literally drawing the hairline on my head. And I can't, like, it's like a foreign language he's speaking.
Right.
And the room starts spinning.
Did you say, hey, dude, I'm going to pass out?
Let me tell you, I got a new favorite candy. They start stuffing candy in my mouth. I got a brand new.
Oh, what's your go-to?
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, so good.
Best candy of my life.
So delicious.
At that point.
Brought back to life.
Fainted again.
Why? Why? You're flatlining.
I don't know. I was just, dude, I was
Have
so
they
out of
seen
it.
That before?
Oh, he says it happens all the time.
Okay.
Why?
People
because
are freaked
of all
out.
The shots in the head?
You're laying down, blood loss, stress, all those different things. And I didn't eat. Big dummy. He told me to eat. I didn't eat very much.
Oh, he did.
I ate very little. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah, I was 2 minutes later. I was fine.
Yeah.
My head.
So then Friday. So take us through it. So Thursday, you have the surgery. It lasts all day. You told us that you couldn't lay down completely. That you had to have your head propped up. Knowing you and how important this is to you, I'm sure you made sure your head was propped up.
Didn't sleep very well.
Would
you Friday sleep in a morning, chair or something?
I had like 100 pillows on the bed. Basically, sat at a 90-degree angle.
Terrible.
Got to know how to offer like 15 minutes at a time.
Friday morning, did you stare at the pillows to see if any hair fell out?
Inspected it hardcore.
So then Saturday, take us through the weekend, 3-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. When do you finally get back with your kids? Get back with your kids?
I felt good on Saturday after I went back to his office and he met me there and washed my hair. The doctor washed my hair.
Oh, it has to be so delicate, right?
He was very delicate. We went over all the instructions, how to wash your hair and things like that.
And he say it looks good? Or
I wouldn't say I was out of the woods on Saturday, but that was...
What do you mean out of the woods?
Well, the first 48 hours is really... Like where those they can fall out. You got to be super careful.
How deep do they go in?
Not that deep, but I think he punched 3,000 holes in my head.
Oh,
so they
place
them in there. Your body's got to like seal it back together.
Mm.
All right.
So
then Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Your eyes are a little bit different.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of swelling on. I sent him photos. I don't know if he's going to show it here. I sent him photos of my face on Sunday. It was pretty swollen.
Okay. Looks like you were in a boxing match, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. The bridge of my nose was swelling out into my
eyeballs.
How
was your wife as a nurse, by the way? Did she nurse you? Yeah, no, well, nothing.
Nothing. Not her expertise.
No, yeah.
It's not.
She's got to deal with the 4-year-old twins.
You were basically
Thank
on
God
your own.
I'm, you know, I could excel on
that
naked and
been.
Afraid. I know how to survive.
He's the third seed in that house.
Yeah.
The fourth seed, really.
Yeah, definitely fourth seed.
Right.
What's the success of a transplant? Is it 100% pretty much, or do some people just not grow?
Well, no, there's definitely a difference. This is why I'll tell you this. I remember sitting there probably after I fainted, and I remember saying to myself, thank God I'm not in Turkey.
Yeah.
Because, first off, you don't know what you're getting into over there. I've been fantasized by it before, but you're going over there, you don't know the doctor.
Turkey.
They're not as good as American doctors, right?
Don't trust their
medicine.
They're
not going to hold your hand through it.
I've been texting my doctor nonstop for the past 5 days. I have a great, you know, like, you just can't get that going to another country. And plus, if something goes wrong, when you get back, how are you going
to
talk to the doctor? You
also,
can't.
You have to go to Turkey.
It's a nightmare situation.
Yeah.
So I'm super glad that I did it here. I have a great relationship with the doctor, and they're better. So, yeah, things can go wrong.
Yeah, there's you see all the liquid.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like you were in a boxing match.
That looks bizarre.
I mean, no wonder you were sequestered like the Elephant Man over the weekend inside your house.
Are you supposed to massage that out, or is that just drain naturally?
I guess, I don't know. Drain naturally now. It's probably down in my neck somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's moving down.
It's just making its way through your body.
I mean, you had 20 shots.
No, I get it. All right, so you're sized to take off the hat.
All right, hold up.
Hold on. Let's get it. This is
about to have the big reveal.
This is a long timpani.
Is this going to be startling?
Is this going to be startling?
No.
Right.
Shouldn't we wait till 8:20?
You want to go to commercial?
No, because we got to react to it.
Okay.
All right, here he goes. He's taking off the hat. Let's see what's going on.
Are we going to be blown away?
Here's the great reveal.
You're going to have questions. I'll be able to answer to the best of my ability. Okay.
Well, we know it takes 6 to 12 months. We know that.
All right. Go ahead. Let me see.
All right, here, the hat is coming off from the back. Oh, look at that.
Valdez, you got hair.
Right.
You got hair there.
Why is Valdez laughing?
Because that's just the way he is.
He's uncomfortable.
Can you get hair?
I mean,
can you do it?
Why didn't he bring it down a little lower? You got a big ass forehead.
Oh, like you said, it has to look natural.
But he said the back.
That's the first thing my wife said.
Yeah.
It's going to look natural, okay? Yeah. Anytime you look at these transplants, the first thing you think is, wow, that's high up on the head.
Yeah.
He asked me first off, do you want it a little lower or do you want it more packed in?
Right.
You can only do 3,000 at a time.
Yeah.
Right? So I said, pack it in. Yeah. All right? I don't want a bunch of thin hair like Sam had when he got it done 15 years ago.
Sam was catching hair shrapnel over
there. It looked terrible. So I said, it's okay to go a little higher. Yeah. You can always lower it later if you want on the second procedure. All right? So they do the strip here.
Put your head down.
Hey, why does he look like Jason Terry?
Terry. The hoopster from Arizona back in the day?
Be careful.
I'm being careful.
Yeah.
So you have the strip in the front, right? So that is packed in with 3,000 grafts. We're attacking the mid-scalp and the crown with all the non-surgical stuff for the next year, and then I'll get my second procedure.
And that's what they put it.
In like a year and a half, I'm going to look bazooka.
You think you're going to be silly?
So the second procedure, along with the PRP and whatever you're talking about, is for the mid and the crown.
Yes.
Do you already have a little more swagger, like right now?
I'm going to tell you something.
Be honest.
I'm going to tell you something.
I went
to the movies last night.
Yeah.
And I was just... There are so many bald guys out there. I'm like, what are they doing with their lives? Like, you could be well on your way to... When you bald, if you don't know, you don't know. So Bickle and you guys just don't. Cakes knows.
Yeah.
You lose your identity. You lose your confidence because a big part of who you are, you just see falling out every single day.
Yeah. You feel like you're dying.
You don't feel like you're dying. You just feel like less of a man.
You do.
You definitely feel less of a man. Valdez is in denial. He will realize this in a few years. Like,
right.
So he's balding a little later.
Why do people who do the surgery talk about it like it's military strategy? Like, we're attacking the metal. We got 3,000 troops. We're harvesting.
Well, you got to be methodical with it.
We're going to flank it done right.
We're going to flank the forehead.
I think it looks pretty good, to be honest with you. I think it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think it looks
higher than I would anticipate.
It looks pretty seamless.
So you see the jagged parts at the front there?
Yeah.
So hair grows. Everything's drawn on and placed in there in 2D. When the hair grows out, it's going to be 3D. It's going to come down and look fuller. It's going to look natural.
Yeah, let me see the back of your head where they harvested from.
If you want to see...
You can't really tell.
If you want to see the reveal right now...
You can't really tell.
Yeah. Obviously, you can watch us on Monumental Sports.
Yeah.
But also, I just put up the video on our Instagram page. Give us a follow, Sports Junkies Radio. And again, this is stage one.
Yeah, this is just the beginning.
My curiosity is, in a year, when it all fills in, are you going to have, you said you used to spike your hair at one point, are you going to have long, like my hair is short, I keep it pretty short, but some
Could
people have it like are you going to look like what Tom Cruise looks like on the red carpet? He had like this really long flowing hair.
Definitely not.
You can't grow it that long?
That's impossible. For as much hair loss as I had, I won't look like Tom Cruise.
Right.
So you have to temper your expectations a little bit. But I will look good.
Why wouldn't it just grow
No. Well, it just won't be as thick as Tom Cruise's.
Like when you get haircuts. You'll have to get haircuts.
Oh, yeah. The hairstylist won't be able to know that I got a transplant.
Right.
That's amazing.
In like 6 months.
That is pretty cool.
Cakes is intrigued. I just saw the twinkle in his eye.
I might be too far gone.
I just saw the twinkle in his eye.
Why are you too far gone? Yours doesn't look any different than Drabby.
I mean, I'm...
We're all going to have silly hair.
I want to see the final product, but I'm encouraged by the first step.
Do you think they would accept cakes?
Dr. Burka is butt size for cakes.
Dr. Burka's a guy.
He talked about Jason to me the other day. not because you're balding, because you just had a procedure done, right? And you said something. I wasn't here on Friday. Something about the scarring.
Yeah, with the
skin
cancer.
He was hyping up that he could take care of that scar, no problem.
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
Yep. If that's
well, my dermatologist should be able to take care of it. I mean, that's what they're in the business with.
You would think. Well, I mean, they could put hair over the top of it or cover.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let that play out. I'm gonna see how hopefully it progresses.
Put some cocoa butter on there.
So the swelling's gone down. It's a little bit of swelling still by your eyes, but way, way down from the picture that we saw. So, you know what? You came through it. Flying colors, I think, Drab.
Now, are you willing to go in there and faint a few times? Is it worth it?
I mean,
the faint
we'll
was
see.
No big deal.
Cakes will eat beforehand.
Yeah, I'll eat. Come on. Well, what's this guy doing?
I think I'm...
So you're leaning towards it now.
I don't know if I'm leaning towards it, but I'm...
You're more intrigued.
Why are you intrigued? Because it just looks pretty good after just a couple days.
Yeah. I mean, like he's got a brand new hairline.
You actually have hair. I actually didn't think you would see any hair. Like, I just thought, you know, he put stuff in there, but we wouldn't really see anything.
Here's what's going to happen. The hair that's in there will most likely fall out.
Okay. And you got the seeds in there.
The seeds are in. The follicles in there. The hair that's in here will in the next month to 3 months will fall out, and then it will regrow again.
Right.
Most likely.
You're going to have to start buying shampoo again.
Well, you have a part eventually.
I have.
When's the last time you had a part in your hair?
Never.
Does your head still hurt?
Maybe when I was 8 years
probably
old.
Probably like high school. Like your if we were to look at your high school graduation picture.
I think I had a buzz cut.
When do you think you're going to actually look decent?
Like, I mean, can I tell you? What's today's date?
Memorial
May 27th. No.
Memorial Day 2027. I'm going to look sexy.
So next year.
That's 2 years.
Yeah, but I'm getting another one. A year from now.
Again, it's a process. EEB, his hair, the wizards of hair. Yeah. It's a process. It's not happening overnight.
I will be finished.
You got to add to it.
You're tanking right now.
You got to get some draft picks.
You're tanking.
Hey, you guys can't retire. Yeah. Drab's hair is depending on it.
That's right.
We have to keep working to keep Drab's hair growing.
Yeah.
Right.
Just starting the rebuild. This is Alex R.
Yeah. Right.
Back here's the Bub Igor Denim.
Yep.
All right. Give me a couple of years. We'll
the 2026 picks coming in.
All right. So if you're just listening and you're not able to watch on
seeing it on Monumental.
If you're not able to watch it on Monumental Sports, we have it on our Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio.
Tell us what you think.
The
Put your head down, Soapy. I actually think it looks pretty good. Now, there's a lot of coverage still that needs to be behind you. Will they be able to almost fully cover that the next go around?
Top of the head.
Like, yeah.
The front strip, the back. It still looks like you have a bald spot in the middle.
I have a bald spot in the middle.
That's
right
where
after
part two.
Yeah,
but they'll pretty much cover that?
We're hitting that now with the non-surgical stuff.
Yeah, the front needed the reinforcements. Yeah. That's the hairline first and foremost. Yeah.
And if you pay attention to this stuff, you'll see these bozos that go in there and they want to look like they're 18 years old again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looks so fake. And they
Why?
Well, because they'll ask the doctor to put a hairline like down here, and it grows out and it just looks ridiculous.
They look terrible.
You can always tell.
You had an age-appropriate
hairline. You have to have an age-appropriate hairline.
Right.
And once it grows out a little bit, it will look normal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's on his way back.
This
is about the most I've seen him without a hat in years.
Oh, yeah. By far. Not even close.
Like 10 straight minutes without a hat.
Is he going to wear a hat 24/7, or are you done with those?
Once it comes in, you're not going to wear a hat.
No, yeah.
Are you ditching a hat once you want to show off your hair? Like a chick with boobs.
Yeah, you definitely show
it
off. Got to flaunt it.
Now, I'm going to wear it around here because people don't know.
Right.
PGC, what I'm doing.
Right.
It'd be embarrassing.
What did the in-laws think? Didn't the in-laws take you or some reason?
If a couple people call it, want to hear from people. If you're seeing the feed on Monumental or on our social.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What is your take, your early verdict? I think it looks pretty darn good.
I think it's,
I have to say,
and you were skeptical.
Impressive results so far.
I think it looks better than I anticipated.
Dr. Burke is killing it so far.
I'm just trying to envision what it's going to look like in 6 months.
I think it's
going to
look pretty normal once he gets it in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll get your reaction next. 800-636-1067. The big drab hair transplant reveal is done. You've seen the results. Let us know what you think at 800-636-1067. 1067. We'll be right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.